On the 9th of June, the day after I was elected to serve here, I spoke at a local food bank, the Food Facts and Friends Project in Pennycook. I talked to Mark, who told me his personal story. When he found himself having to rely on a food bank, he told me that they didn't just give him the food he needed, but they gave him friendship and support and helped him to develop a network. And he now has helped set up and run the Pennycook Food Bank himself. Mark's story reminded me of an ethos that I think is central to charity, central to the idea behind food banks, and something that should be central to the work that we carry out here when we talk about helping people in need. And that is a hand up, not a hand out.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
It is essential that we give people the tools that they need to live their lives to the full. And when I've worked with people in various jobs who are receiving benefits or receiving support from charity, that is what they want. Absolutely. They want support to do things for themselves, not a hand out, as some members of this house and the media might have you believe. I'm sad to say that Mark had to report last week that demand for the food bank has went up again, with over 20 families a week using the service. He said that people who come to the food bank who cannot afford to feed their families, they may have been sanctioned, some have suffered from the benefit cap, welfare reform, others simply just cannot feed their family on their income of low wages and inadequate help from the government. This is an absolute disgrace and something that I will spend my time here fighting for.